Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local Stardate radio station. Please visit stardate.org for more information. Stardate, July 2nd. Two of the three brightest objects in the night sky put on a pretty display late tonight. The moon and the planet Jupiter rise after midnight and stand high in the sky at first light. Jupiter's to the lower left of the moon and looks like a brilliant star. In fact, other than the moon, only one other nighttime object outshines Jupiter, the planet Venus, which right now reigns as the evening star. The pairing of the moon and Jupiter is a treat for sky watchers just about anywhere. If you live in the country under dark skies, the moon is so bright that it almost hurts your eyes. The pair is prominent even from cities and towns where the night sky is filled with the glare of street lamps and porch lights. The moon and Jupiter shine through the glare, but they can look kind of lonely. Few of the true stars around them can cut through the glare. That's especially true for the region of the sky where the moon and Jupiter are now. There aren't many bright stars nearby. The closest one is Fomalo, which is low to their lower right before dawn. The Great Square of Pegasus is to their upper left. It's tough to spot just through the glare of the moon, but when you add in the glare of the city, it's nigh on impossible. You can help reclaim the night sky by turning off the outdoor lights you don't need and making sure the ones you do need are casting their light down on you and not into the starry sky. You can find more about keeping the skies dark at macdonaldobservatory.org/darkskies. Production and distribution of today's program were made possible in part by premac.com. For the MacDonald Observatory at Fort Davis, Texas, I'm Sandy Wood.